Childhood trauma takes a multitude of forms: physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, divorce, neglect, substance abuse, and many other examples create adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs.
We really had to look introspectively about how we feel about maltreatment.
Local and state leaders met at the Las Cruces Convention Center to explore how communities throughout New Mexico can work to reduce and prevent ACEs.
Anna's story really started in a basement over 5 years ago.
Dr. Catherine Ortega-Courtney is co-director of the Anna Age 8 Institute. The Santa Fe nonprofit is named after Courtney's book detailing the data-driven prevention of childhood trauma. While the root causes are numerous, Courtney says child trauma is cyclical.
If parents experience childhood trauma, it's more likely that they will pass that along to their kids, and families kind of get stuck in this generational trauma. Another thing we know is social adversity is a huge root cause of childhood trauma as well. So that means things like struggling with housing, struggling with food, not knowing where you're going to sleep tonight, things like that all have a huge impact on childhood and on your brain. And other things like racism, structural inequalities, all of those things can contribute to childhood trauma as well.
What happens instead is we get stuck in childhood when these things happen to us very early on. Our brains get stuck in this fight or flight response constantly. And so instead of calming down, we stay activated.
A landmark 1998 study by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente first described how early adversity impacts lifelong health and leads to increased risks for chronic diseases, risky behaviors, and socioeconomic challenges. More recently, a 2019 CDC report found that 6 in 10 adults studied experienced at least one ACE, and 1 in 6 have had 4 or more. Courtney says the more trauma children experience, the more negative outcomes they're likely to face as adults.
And those can be things like substance abuse, failing in school, incarceration, crime, pretty much every negative outcome that people want to prevent. In New Mexico, things we struggle with a lot, like substance abuse, lack of jobs, unemployment, struggling parents, involvement in the child welfare system, all of those things are highly related to adverse childhood experiences.
And it was very changing for me. My ACEs score is a 1. My parents got divorced.
State Senator Bill Soles teaches AP psychology at Oñate High School. After reading Anna Age 8, Soles had his students answer a 10-question survey to calculate their ACEs scores. The higher the score, the more trauma they faced.
It's so emotional when you realize how many people are living these completely hidden lives. And it's kind of horrifying, frankly.
That's Oñate High School senior David Bussell. The 17-year-old says the experience taught him how fortunate he is compared with many of his peers.
What I learned about myself is that I was actually quite privileged, frankly, to have a really good childhood, really good accepting parents who weren't, involved in drugs, didn't neglect us, were very sure to make sure that we were always safe and understood and heard by them. And it also just helped me relate to my other students a lot better, realizing that people I didn't really expect to go through a lot had been through a lot, and it kind of helped us all bond a little bit.
So what do we do about that? How do we talk about it? And so it became me trying to comfort them a bit that first, ACEs are not destiny.
As a state lawmaker, Soles worked to appropriate roughly $1 million in funds to establish the Anna Age 8 Institute.
And so as a legislator, that's what I can do. I can appropriate funds so that we aren't going to continue to traumatize children, have them having adverse childhood experiences that are going to get in the way of their learning, of their future. We can do that at the state level. And then it's up to local folks to actually set up those systems so we have healthy communities.
Before families can thrive, Courtney says they need access to 5 key services to survive: food, housing, medical and dental care, behavioral health care, and transportation.
And we know, based on centuries of research in psychology and physiology and everything, social determinants of health, if people don't have basic needs, their basic needs met, they're not going to be able to get to the next level and do things like graduate from college and do well in school and get jobs. So we really need to make sure our kids have food and shelter and really start with the basics. And then from there, we can go up to things like mentoring programs and job programs and really have our communities thrive as a whole.
For students like Bussell, survival is a prime concern in the era of mass shootings. He adds taking part in lockdown drills contributes to childhood trauma. But he wants to see more meetings like this and offers a suggestion.
Listen to the students that are going through this and create an environment
where they can be heard and can be listened to. Make sure to open up the forum and share your own experiences. I think a big part of why we were able to talk so openly within our classroom about this is our own teacher talked about his ACE, and he cried in front of us about how it affected his life and affects him to this day. So it's just about creating safe environments where they can not only be listened to, but feel like they are being heard.
A message these child advocates hear clearly. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.